I appreciate how Brother Cortland brought up Genesis 50 and verse 20, if you'll be turning there with me. Here we find Joseph talking to his brothers after having revealed himself to them. After all the things they did to him, after all the things that happened to him because of what they did, he has this to say to them. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. Joseph didn't look at himself and say, well, why did this happen to me? Or what could I have done to cause God to allow this to me? Even before this, when it came to Potiphar's wife, he had said, how could I sin against God in such a manner? And then he comes to this and he says, what you thought evil against me, God meant unto me for good. How many times do we walk around thinking the way that others will oftentimes do so? Thinking, why did this happen to me? And looking at the bad instead of talking or praying and asking God for help, asking him to show us what he wants for us. Instead of looking and seeing the danger and getting scared by it, we need to remember to, as I'd said, remember that God can bring about good from the dangers of sin. We can think of all the times in the Old Testament, Balaam and Balak. Balak wanted Balaam to curse the Israelites. And every time that he thought he was going to get it, Balaam would say, I can only do what God wants me to. And he would bless the Israelites again and again. We can even think of Amos. Amos sits there and he is talking to the Israelites. And he tells them a list of all the bad things that God had allowed to happen. And at the end of it, he says, I did this to bring you back to me. And you have not returned. And then he says, prepare to meet thy God. If we get blinded by the dangers, if we get into that thought of, I've done so much evil, there's no way that God could forgive me, he'll allow that to happen. He doesn't want to, but he will. So we need to make sure that we know those dangers that we talked about and that we can find a way to see through them. Now, we can choose to do that or we can choose to not do that. If you're sitting here and you're not a member of the church, you don't have to be a member to be able to do what we've talked about tonight. You can read and you can understand. You can go and talk to someone. You can ask for help. We're here for that. If you've been a member and you've fallen away, we're still here to help you in any way that you need, whether it be just for prayers, whether it is for to come forward and say, hey, I need help with this. Hey, I've done wrong. I repent of that. We're here tonight to help you in any way that you need as we stand and as we sing.